Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew.
I'm not modeling anymore for the two of you.
Loveline.
Yes, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician. Addiction management. Tonight, our guest is a veteran stand-up comedian and actor, Bobby Slayton.
Oh, boy. Hello, fellas. How are you?
Good to see you, Bobby. Bobby is here promoting, amongst other things, his improv appearance, 15th through the 19th of March. It's Irvine Improv.
And, of course, the next week at D.C. But more important, fellas, I'm not here to promote. I'm here to see you. I'm here to talk to the young people about sex. I know that everybody comes out here to promote their CDs and what they're doing. We can get to that later. But more important, I know you guys are a little jaded. You've talked to a lot of people. And I'm here to help you out today. Because let me explain something to you. The last time I did the show was years ago, Adam, before you were on board. And the only time I really get to listen to the show is like when I'm driving back from Irvine, the Improv, which, by the way, I'll be playing next weekend, like you mentioned.
15th through the 19th.
There you go. And every Sunday night, I'll do my show, and I'll be driving back about 10 o'clock at night, and I'll always put the show on. And I got to give Dr. Drew a lot of credit because, you know, you really do give people advice. And it's amazing to me because some of these people that call up, this is why I can never, of course, you're a doctor. You have that kind of, you know, the diploma right there on the wall. But it's amazing to me. When I was a teenager.
That's right here.
Yeah, right there. When I was a teenager, you know what? I'll be the first to admit, I didn't know that much about sex. I've been married 12 years, and I probably still don't know all there is. But you get some of these retards that call up, and it's amazing to me. That, you know, you get like some girl call up, you know, me and my boyfriend had phone sex and he had an orgasm. If he's in another city, can I get pregnant? And you sit there and you'll talk to these people. What's it? It's amazing to me.
I do, but Adam doesn't.
I know he doesn't. I love to hear. But that's why you're here. So that, you know, he's Victor, you're Roy. You need that counterbalance between the two of you.
We have that kind of relationship?
Yes.
Wait a minute, I'm Siegfried?
Which one of us is Siegfried?
Roy.
Which one is Siegfried? Is he the blonde head one? I'm not sure.
One of them's gay. That's what I hear. That's what the rumor is.
So now, you guys know, you're going to cover any particular subject tonight, or just basically take phone calls and let people talk about whatever they want to talk about?
There they are.
Well, Bobby, there they are. They're up on the screen, and Drew puts his little stick'em arrow to the one he wants me to push, and I push it.
Uh-huh.
I have difficulty reading, and sometimes I get distracted, so I let him read it, and I just trust his poor judgment. So, for instance, I see it pointing to line 5 with Sarah, who's 19. And we'll find out what her problem is. Sarah?
Hi. There's a guy that I work with. He is my boss. I only work every so often for this place, but...
What kind of place is it?
It's like a park district.
A what?
A park district.
You mean like an administrative office?
Sort of.
No. She walks around with this stick with a nail at the end of it.
No.
Garbage. She only shows up like after the fair and stuff like that. Is that what you're saying?
No, he's actually, he's big on administrative.
And what do you do for them?
I help with the kids. I'm a volunteer program assistant.
Okay.
And I do a lot of other stuff.
Right.
Like inclusion stuff. The thing is that, you know, I'm 19 and he is between, I don't know if he's 31 or 32, but we do flirt and rub up against each other, and I really do like him.
Yeah.
And I really want to get together with him, but the people that I work with do not like him. Like, the close people that I'm with really do not like him.
Why not, do they say?
They think he's really weird.
Yeah.
They think there's something going on with
him. Yeah, shouldn't you trust them? I mean, they work with him every day. You just see him once a month.
Well, yeah, yes and no, because I don't know. They're just...
All right, is he married?
No.
No, you're not married?
No.
You're both single?
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry, Matt. Even if they were exactly the same age, I would have a problem with this.
Why? She shows up once a month and hands out a utility ball to some retarded kid. Come on.
A, he's responsible for kids.
He's responsible for kids.
No, he said, yeah, he is. He is.
And he's very big responsible. He just won an award here.
And there you go.
Rubbing up against a 19-year-old employee, which he's responsible for, supervisor capacity, and this is outside the box behavior.
He was a recipient of the Golden Retainer Medallion, which is given out to outstanding Park Service employees.
Well, what's your family of origin like, Sarah?
Oh, well, put it this way. I've called your show like 5 times.
Okay. Well, give us the thumbnail.
My dad's alcoholic. Dad's gone. Mom's really screwed up in the head. Adam hates her.
How do you know that?
Because Adam said he hates her.
For what? What is? What did you? What led him? To
that was privately. That wasn't over the air. That was last
what
weekend.
What led him concluding that she was?
I was sexually abused as a kid and by a cousin, and my mom told me that it would be okay. I wouldn't have to see him again.
I remember this.
Yeah. All right, Sarah. We don't trust your instincts.
Okay.
All right, so this guy is weird. It's only because you're so whacked out that you're attracted to him.
And it's so, and you know, I'm trying so much to do well, and it's like, I just don't know. Something just comes over me, and I just, like, freak out. My head goes to 40.
Okay, listen to me. If you are attracted to someone, do not get near them. You understand? That's the rule. That's how it goes. No, that's it. You know, some people are, like, horrible gamblers, so you say to them, what are you putting your money on, red or black? And they go red, and you go, good, I'm going with black. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You go the opposite of what they do just because they're cursed. This is what a lot of our listeners have to do. They're sexually abused. Dad was an alcoholic. Mom was abusive. Now, magically, they're attracted to some a-hole at the park. Everyone at the office is saying, this guy's a screwball. Get away from him. Sarah's attracted to him. Right. What do you think's right?
Yeah.
There you go. Steve?
Hey, what's up?
You're 15.
Yes.
What's up?
I already don't believe him.
Yeah.
What?
Steve, you said and it was in an unbelievable way. Drew didn't buy it.
Yeah. Right.
All right, listen, Steve.
Yeah.
I guarantee it's bogus, whatever you're calling about.
Yeah, well, just spit it out so we can laugh.
I came home. I have to call my girlfriend having all the sex with my cousin.
No, don't believe it.
You don't believe it.
What about? No, we don't believe it.
What?
Sorry, Steve.
Oh, yeah, you're being rude now.
Now he's indignant. The temerity. All right, Steve. Hey, Steve.
So?
Yeah, next time you call up, come up with a story about you having sex with your girlfriend's mom.
Yeah, that's the usual.
Those are good. We'll get into those.
Are those usually real stories?
Rarely. We got one or two.
Because you always read about those. I hear people calling you guys about it. You read about them in Playboy and Penthouse. But I don't know anybody's ever done that. There's always a scenario. I come home and my girlfriend's mom is waiting for me.
Right.
And then the girlfriend comes home and sometimes there's three of them. And you know, that whole girlfriend-mother scenario. I don't know if people really do that.
No. We had the one. Remember that one that guy was really disturbed by? Remember he was playing
his mommy?
Yes. He was out watching television or something. His friend was out. He was his friend's mom, and his friend was watching television as his mom.
Well, yeah, once in a while, a guy will get his own stepmom. Like, Dan is in his 60s. He marries a trophy wife. She's 28. She's getting bored. Son comes home from college. Right, nuts and bored. Same thing. Dave?
Yes.
You're 13. What's up?
I was wondering what a chode is.
What is?
A chode.
A chode?
Yeah.
What is a chode?
Well, to me, chode is short. No.
Oh.
Chode is short for choda.
Okay, what's the choda?
Choda is like Spanish slang for Johnson.
You chode?
I think so.
You want a lifeline? I'll send you by the way.
I want to call Rosie and confirm.
I think in your common lingo, it's your taint.
Is it your taint? Your chode? Man, what about a chode smoker?
Why don't you locate the taint for me?
The taint?
Between.
On you or Bobby?
Bobby, we're fine.
No, the taint is in between Scrotumburg and Anusville, right?
Right.
God, I'm learning something. I'm glad I came. It's just like it.
The taint is right in that area.
Okay.
Formerly known as the smelliest part of your body. That is not the chode. To me, the chode is the penis, which is short for choda. Which is barrio talk for Wang.
Okay.
That's what I think. Does anyone want to confirm that?
We'll find out.
All right,
Dave's asking for advice.
Let's have some gang members call up and tell us. Anyone from Los Angeles should know what chode is.
Yeah,
all right, Dave.
Yeah.
I'm going with penis, but we'll see if we can get some confirmation for you. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Very important. I'm guessing he's writing some sort of report
for school.
Adam.
Hey, what's going on?
You're 22. What's up?
Yeah. Hey, listen, I have a very, very big problem. I hope you guys can help me out.
Yeah.
I went on one of these talk lines, you know.
Chat line?
900 number, you know.
Yeah.
And I met this one girl off of it. All right, I've been with her for like 3 months.
Yeah.
And she's 38. She's a lot older than me.
Yeah.
And the problem is...
Hey, Adam, how are you doing? Are you on medication or anything?
No, no, I'm fine. Very, very nervous. I just...
Oh, I see.
I've actually been with her actually about 15 minutes ago, so...
Do people make fun of you?
No, my friends make fun of me. Do they call her, like, Social Security hag and stuff? What do you do?
Oh, her, yeah.
You know?
What's up with you? Anyone ever do anything weird to you?
No.
Huh?
No.
No?
No, not at all.
No, you're just with women?
Huh?
You're heterosexual?
No, I'm just a regular guy, dude.
Okay. So you're no hetero.
I've never been on radio, man. I'm like, dude, this is my last resort, dude. I felt like calling the cops to, like, get a restraining order on this girl, you know?
What?
She told me if we have sex...
Wait a minute.
Time,
Adam, are you in the Boston area?
No.
Where are you calling from?
Chicago.
Oh, all right. Yeah, it sounds like Harry Carey. Yeah.
Harry Carey. Well, it's Chicago.
It's real breathy. All right.
No, but... I mean, here, listen, guys. All right, you get an older girl. All right, you think you're going to do it, be cool with your friends. You know, all right, wham, I hit an older girl. Then the older girl, being me, being stupid, you know, I gave home numbers and stuff like that.
Hey, listen, screwball. He can't use the F word. Funny, though, he did say being stupid and then use the F word. Now, was that bogus, too, or what was his question?
No, it really is this 38-year-old woman he hooked up with is becoming a stalker, basically.
So what? He's a guy. He's 22, can take care of himself, right?
He's a little freaked out.
No.
See, I would have loved that when I was 22. None of this stuff ever happened to me. None of this stuff.
No, I know.
That's why you guys are in comedy.
Listen.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what.
Threesomes, the finger banging, that's all the rage.
Well, you know what? A lot of that stuff sounds good, though, like threesomes. It's supposed to be every guy's fantasy. On paper, it looks good, but in reality, what is it, Adam? It's two women you have to talk to after. How much does that suck?
Yeah, but the good news is they're so loaded, they pass out immediately.
Oh, gosh, I've never done this, but if there were two women, there was a woman on each side of me, they started talking to each other, and I'm caught in the middle. It's really not worth the aggravation.
Especially penis size comes up. Lynn, you're gay. Lynn.
Yes.
You're 27. What's up?
Well, I was wondering, I've tried taking several different birth control pills, and all of them end up making me sick, like nauseous, morning sickness. But instead of going away after a couple of months like it's supposed to, it just progressively gets worse and worse.
So have you tried any, essentially without any estrogen?
I don't know, honestly.
What pills have you tried?
Estrostep is what I'm on now, and I've tried orthotricycline, and I've tried about three others, but I honestly don't remember.
How do you know the ones that have estrogen in them?
Yeah, I don't.
The mini pill, low estrogen, low overall.
I did try that also.
Low. Right, so low, if it says low, that means low estrogen?
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't they just put little, boobs on the pills. Big would be high dose of estrogen, smaller, like a Japanese size breast. No, an actual little breast.
But I don't know if there's no estrogen, you got the big...
Well, it's just a very flat chested, you know, gymnast type pill.
Yeah, that would make you happy, I'm sure.
Yeah. I just got done whacking off to my mom's estrogen pill. It's been an all-time low.
Well, what did your doctor say about this?
Well, see, that's the thing. It's like I go to a university, and so I go to the clinic there, and she doesn't. I don't think that she really is taking it seriously. She just keeps prescribing.
Well, give her credit. It's not that she's not taking it seriously; it's that she doesn't care.
Well, why don't you see a gynecologist? Is it a gynecologist? No.
Yeah, she is a gynecologist, but you mean one that's not associated with the clinic, like a...
Well, I thought you'd be seeing a nurse practitioner or a general...
No, it is an actual gynecologist.
Hmm.
And it's like yearly exams and everything from her.
How about Depo Provera? Have you guys thought about that?
Well, that's what I was wondering. I did think about that, but if I'm having problems with the pills, I was kind of scared to do that in my system for 3 months.
It would be very difficult. You need to go back to the drawing board. And like with any other relationship with a physician, you need to be sure you're getting heard. And if you don't feel like somebody's listening to you or that they're taking you seriously, then that's time to get another opinion.
Yeah. But listen, here's the deal. You're getting free whatever. You fill in the blank, whether it's automotive work or free house painting, whatever it is. And you tell the person to F off because you're indignant with their work.
Yeah.
Do they care? You know what I mean? I mean, why do you think you get crappy care at a clinic? It's free. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? Get paid? What are you going to write a letter? This is an outrage. It cost me no money, and I had to wait in line. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Of course you get crappy care. You should. James?
Yes?
You're 18.
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Hi. Let's see. I slept with my girlfriend earlier, and I'm pretty sure she's probably pregnant because I didn't use a condom. It was kind of stupid. And
how long ago did you do this?
A week and a half.
All right.
And I was wondering, what can I do, because I'm 18 and she's 16.
Well, there's two stupid parts of this. One is not having used the morning after pill when you've already done that. And secondly, is that obsessing about something you don't know has actually occurred yet.
And the third is not filming the encounter.
Yeah. Well, I'm wondering, if she does turn up pregnant, let's see, what can I, do? Take her to the hospital or something, or what?
No. You just, you have it right there at the cabin.
All right.
What are you asking, James?
I don't know.
James, you're 18, buddy.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Well, it's
you went to high school and stuff, right?
Yeah.
And you had health class?
What?
You took health class and whatnot?
Yeah.
Okay, calm down. What are you doing now? Junior college?
No, actually, I have not graduated from high school yet.
Oh, okay.
I got, another month.
Okay. Hey, James?
Yeah.
If she's pregnant, then you can either, get an abortion or have the child adopted, or you can take care of it yourself.
Or take off. Join the Witness Relocation Program and start a new life. You're young.
But she's probably not pregnant, is she?
I don't know.
That's the point. You don't know.
You don't know. Hey, James?
Get a pregnancy test.
Assume she's not.
Okay.
All right?
Well, there's, nothing basically I can, do to keep it from her parents or what?
What do you think we're going to say, James? What do you think?
Probably not.
We're a circumstance. I don't know. What?
James, wait and find out if she's pregnant first. Then call us back, all right?
All right.
No, then you have your options.
Sure's right. Don't call back.
Okay.
All right.
Well, it's ridiculous.
Well, when can you get a pregnancy test? 10 days? 2 weeks?
Quickly ones now. I want to look into this. What's available over the counter? I have a chance to. I'm going to stop. It's available in a week now.
Well, they have the regular tests that involve urinating, right?
Right.
And those are 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
But now, I'm guessing they have more expensive ones that you can get?
I think so.
That also involve urine?
I believe so.
I want to go to that part of the thrifties that involves urine. That's my favorite part. The diapers, the bags, the tests, stuff you pee on. Why can't there be something that a stick that a guy pees on for a test? I mean, that's a good time. I mean, think how fast I would take that test. Hold the stick out and is this an excuse to pee on something?
Pee on this stick.
That'd be great. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to think, what would they be looking for to have tested?
I'm just saying, whether it's a venereal disease or it's, lead in your blood or just something, radon.
Chlamydia.
I could just pee on something.
Chlamydia, we've got these self-administered urines.
They do? Yeah. Is it a stick I can pee on?
Sort of.
I like to pee on a stick. I'm rich, so I'd have a midget hold it. And then I just, sorry there, Bert.
Two midgets?
Oh, each side?
Yeah.
Yeah, two sticks, you think?
Well, not just to stretch it out and hold it.
Oh, like one on each end.
Yeah,
that popsicle stick would be a lot for the one midget to be able to hold. You're right. They get one on each side, and then they hold it where? Over the tub?
Yeah.
And I just start peeing away?
The sink, your favorite place.
And I'd be drinking a vodka gimlet or something while I was doing it.
Laughing maniacally.
Yeah, I'd have a third midget holding my smoking jacket open so I didn't urinate on the fine fabric. That's nice. Yeah, come up with, if any doctors are listening, not that anyone with more than a junior high education listens to this show, but come up with some pee stick tests for guys. I'd be down with that. Brent?
Yeah.
You're 15. What's up?
I was just wondering, actually, two things. Is it true that only 1 in 5 women get off during sex?
During intercourse?
Yeah.
Depends what age you're looking at.
Well,
that depends who they're with, not with me, buddy.
That's
definitely
right.
True at your age.
1 in 8 with Slayton.
Yeah. The improv next thing you know about is when we get to D.C., but that's not what's important. Well, where'd you get that statistic from? Let me ask you that.
It sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's not
well,
that
bad. My girlfriend told me, and she, I guess, got it out of a magazine or something.
Yeah. You know, those magazines, my friend, and this is Bobby Slayton. Let me help this guy. Those magazines are very detrimental, because those women's magazines do nothing, but they're sexist magazines. You know,
yep.
If you read Playboy, which, by the way, now comes in a brown wrapper, and Playboy, you cannot even get at 7-Eleven now, because religious writers decided that Playboy magazine is a dirty magazine. Yet Cosmo magazine, which they sell in every grocery store, will tell women how to make them themselves have an orgasm, if a guy has premature ejaculation, why size matters, how to find out if your husband's cheating on you, why he's no good in bed, how to get a divorce, how to find a lawyer, why men suck. Like, we're not insecure enough. I got to read that crap. Then you wonder why we cheat on them. We're not cheating. We're practicing. We're trying to get better for them so we don't make these mistakes at home. You know? But I'll tell you, there's one magazine that my wife just bought that actually I think every guy should look at. It's a new issue of Glamour magazine, because the new issue of Glamour magazine actually says that women can have a faster orgasm, which would be great for us to help us out tremendously. And it also says that he does it by himself. Do you? Because a lot of women out there do not do it, and they don't even know their boyfriends do it. And a lot of young guys out there, it's okay to masturbate. Something you got to do for the rest of your life. Believe me, I've been married for a long time. And the longer you stay married, the more that you do it. Right? I don't a lot of guys call up, and I mean, a lot of young guys call it up, and they think it's not good to masturbate.
No. We're always trying to teach them where not to masturbate.
Where not to?
Well, once in a while, we get a guy calling up saying,
I feel bad about it.
Yeah. He says, you know, I'm 17, I'm masturbating excessively. And then I go, how many times a week? Like, oh, 4 or 5 times a week. I'm like, are you kidding me? Dude, that's a weekend. I'm 35.
I'm 45, and I still twice a day at least. I mean,
good man. That's
good. I mean, I can't wait till I need
you know, I'm going to do a little study on comedians. There seems to be a whole trend of sexual compulsion amongst comedy.
I think comedians are just, it has nothing to do with comedians. I think what it has to do is comedians are just very, intense,
right.
People, and very, very creative, very intense, very... Just
compulsive.
Okay, that too. But you know what? I mean, I still hear people calling up your show every once in a while. Kids calling up, you know, does it lead to blindness? I mean, that was something out of, what, the 1940s and 30s? I mean, people still believe that.
Wow. Yeah. Well, like I said, I would pit the stupidity of our listeners against and callers against any other show.
But 1 out of 5 for a young adult, 18-year-old, would be about normal, I'd say. But very few women.
Forget about young adult. Any woman.
Well, it's probably about 40%.
Intercourse.
It's probably about 40%.
40?
30-40%.
40 after 40.
After they're 20.
Oh, well, hold on a second now. Wait a minute. Between, let's say, the ages of, well, let's just be realistic. Women, you know, our callers, 16
to 25.
A lot of them. 16, let's just say 30. 16 to 30 through just intercourse.
20,
and this may be a little more revealing than I want to be revealed reveal here, but I'll go on past the experience.
2%, Adam, is that right?
that seems padded.
Probably 20%.
I'd say women 16 to 30 through only intercourse who can have orgasm, I'm saying it's in the 25% range, one quarter of them.
Yeah.
And then there's probably another, you could probably get another 2 quarters on there if somebody through oral sex, and then it's the 1 quarter that ain't going to...
Now, what about faking orgasms? Do a lot of women really fake orgasms?
Absolutely. God bless them, too, by the way. I have no problem with that.
I get no problem with that either. I don't understand.
Not at all.
How insecure is a guy that... You know, for my wife, and I know she doesn't fake one because she makes me do it so she has one. I'd give anything for my wife to say, I can. Me too. Let's get the TV back on. Who's going to question that? Why would you open a can of water
without
having to be open?
Don't want to know. I know. I've said it many times on the show. I think it's the greatest gift a woman can give a man. I really do. It's a totally unselfish act.
But after 30, you probably get more in the 50-50 range, I suspect.
Yes, yes. They women do tend to heat up a little as they get less attractive.
It's like premature ejaculation. Why is that a problem? You beat her. You won. Let her catch up to you. It's a guy that crosses the finish line first wins. And that's what I'm telling you, fellas. Women, they won't get better unless you set a level of excellence. Give them something to shoot for.
Bobby Slayton is our guest tonight. Be down at the Irvine Improv this weekend. We'll talk more to him and more to you. When we come back, we'll speak to Jane, who's 15, just had sex with boyfriend, now has white bumps on vagina. What's up? I'll tell her after this. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Ferola. That is Dr. Drew. Stand-up comedian and actor Bobby Slayton is our guest tonight. He'll be at the Irvine Improv March 15th through the 19th.
Oh, thanks.
Raging Bully is the name of the CD, which is out.
But you know what? It's out of print now.
What?
I have one for each of you. It's only available on BobbySlayton.com. I sue my record company.
Thank you.
I want to tell the young people, and I don't really care if you buy these or not, because I don't really make much money off of it, this CD will teach a lot of young people about sex. It'll teach young guys everything that they have to look forward to when they get married. It'll explain everything to them. He'll explain. I don't know if it's good or bad. But see, you guys try
I'm guessing it's bad.
Well, see, you guys give people advice and try to bring them together. When people come to my show, if I can make 90% of the people laugh and maybe break up one couple, I feel that I've accomplished something on that stage. I see a lot of young people coming to shows now. They get married in their teens and their 20s and their 30s. You know what? My marriage, I've been married 12 years, and my marriage is just starting to work, because what happens is when you start hitting 50 or you're in your 40s, you start losing your hearing, so you can't really hear your wife that well. Then you start getting Parkinson's disease, you know, the head shaking up and down. So she thinks you're listening to her. You're watching the game and everybody's happy. Then the next step is you get Alzheimer's disease, which is like a new woman every night. The day that I wake up and I don't recognize my wife, I'm going to be one happy son of a bitch. So the three things together, the loss of hearing, the Alzheimer's and the Parkinson's, will keep people together for a long time. But if you make it past that hump, it's like those little turtles that go out to the sea and only one of them makes it to the ocean. You got to make it to the ocean. It takes a long time. You probably won't make it.
Yeah, cataracts don't hurt either, especially if she's getting up there in age.
Right.
All right, Jane.
Hello.
You're 15. What's up?
Well, I have these bumps on my vagina, and, like, I don't know what they are.
Yeah.
How long have they been there?
They developed on Saturday.
Is there such a thing that it's just lucky bumps? You know what I mean? Do all bumps have to be bad?
Well,
isn't that just some kind of lucky bump?
I can't think of any good bump. I mean, great bump.
Right.
Lucky bump. There's some nothing bumps.
All right. Well, maybe this is a nothing bump.
Do they itch or burn?
Well, it kind of feels like a razor burn, and, like, I don't know what I don't know what they are.
And you had recently just had sex?
Yeah, on Friday night.
How old is your boyfriend?
Excuse me?
Was it your boyfriend?
Well, I broke up with my ex-boyfriend, like, this week. Well, like, this week. And then, like, I went to a party on Friday, and, like, it was a guy I knew, but he wasn't my boyfriend, but, like, yeah, him.
How old is he?
I think he's 16.
Wow. It must be great being a woman, you know?
Yeah.
As a guy, you know, you break up with your girlfriend at 15. When are you getting laid again? What is it? What are we, in March?
Sunday night.
5 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You just go to the party. Bow.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that's weird, because you broke up with your boyfriend. Normally, it's the guy dumping her, and it's a little payback time.
I'm not really like that. I don't know. I was just like, I want to have a good time. And so.
Yeah, why'd you break up with your boyfriend?
I don't know. Things just weren't working out.
Did he wear a condom, this guy?
No. Yeah, the guy right now.
He did?
Yeah.
The party guy?
Excuse me? Yeah, the guy at the party, yeah.
Wow. Well, did you have sex with him at the party?
Yes.
Wow. What the hell? Where are these parties?
They're great fun.
Yeah, where? What room?
And the girl that was having it, her brother's room.
Wow. Do you lock the door? What do you do?
Yeah.
He has a lock on his door?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now he's got a lock on his door and a schmegma on his sheet. It's great.
Jane, you maybe have herpes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Nah.
She's happy. Really? Yeah?
No, like, what can I do about him, though? Like,
well, you're sexually active now. You need to go see a doctor, especially go while you have these bumps so that he or she can look at them to see what's going on there. Burning bumps.
Could be.
But look, we're kind of, but who knows?
Go get checked out.
Checked out, and now that you are having sex, it is extremely important that you have regular pass.
WC.
Yeah, what's up?
You're 18. What's going on?
Yeah, hey, Adam, Drew, I love the show. Yeah. Adam, love the man show. Drew,
Dr.com's
great.
Thank you.
Wonderful. And Johnny, Bobby Clayton, you're wonderful. I heard about you first on Johnny Steele's morning show.
Oh, in San Francisco.
Yeah, back in San Francisco. That's where I'm calling from.
Live 105.
Yeah, they're playing Loveline, too. Great. I love your act. I was wondering how you got your start, actually, because I never really heard anything about that on Johnny's show.
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Well, we're here to give love advice tonight, young man.
He blew Bud Freeman.
Yeah. Yeah, how I get my start, I just couldn't do anything else. I started to do stand-up comedy in San Francisco. I couldn't keep a job. I couldn't get along with other people. I'm socially retarded. And that all led to stand-up comedy.
Yeah, you're a raging bully. Were they selling that? I heard you promoting that on Johnny's show, ages.
Yeah, it's out of print now. It's only available on BobbySlayton.com.
Oh, all right. That's cool.
But enough about me. Let me give you some sexual advice. Come on, what's your problem, young man?
I didn't have a problem. I just wanted to talk to you.
Yeah.
That's very nice. The girls never, you know what? Girls never call to talk to me. So these guys, you know, these idiots like Paulie Shore and Carrot Top. I mean, I hear stories about girls waiting to see them at the show. And I get guys, I mean, and I appreciate you calling, don't get me wrong, but guys coming up, you know, with, hey, man, I'm a big fan of yours. And, you know, it's never strippers or anything cool. I never get this.
Yeah. It was your fault for being funny.
Yeah. I just
Claire.
Hey, Hey.
Yeah, get yourself a nice guitar case filled with props. You'll be fine.
I'm a stripper, and I'm talking to calling to talk to Bobby.
Get out of here. Who's got that color? You don't sound like you're old enough to be a stripper. How old are you?
She's 17.
You're 17?
Yeah.
You can't really do that at 17, can't you? Don't you have to be 18?
You have to have a note from your parents.
Satisfaction. I have a different problem.
She's just kidding.
She's kidding, but one of the rare moments of comedy on this show provided by listeners.
Yeah.
Yes, not in intentional comedy, I should say.
Comedy, yeah,
thanks, Claire.
Okay, ever since I've started, like, masturbating on a regular basis, it's harder for me to have orgasms with other people. And, like, even, like, as I masturbate, like, every time it's a little bit harder. Like, at first I used to be, like, 20 seconds, there you go. But now it's, like, I have to go at it for, like, a couple minutes and, like, sometimes even, like, 15, 20 minutes and it gets tiring.
The male equivalent to this is going to the bathroom, by the way. It's number two, you know. You didn't have to pull your pants down when you were 10. Just gone. Right back into the game. It's like you planted there. Hey, what do I got to read? I got to do something to read here. Yeah, it's tough.
You know, like when you're...
No, seriously, when I was 10, I'd cramp right through the pant leg. I'd wear those Dennis the Menace type dungarees, you know, and I just loose fitting. No, just right down the side of the leg. If you're good, you can do it. You got to kind of hold them open a little bit, drop it right down on the paper, and just ball it up and throw it in the toilet.
Oh, my God.
It was a snap. Now I'm in for the long haul.
Let me ask Claire about what she uses. Claire?
Yeah.
Are you using a vibrator?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we knew it.
So you're sort of desensitizing yourself a little bit.
Of course.
Really?
Yeah, you need to maybe come up with some other means to sort of mix it up.
Oh, yeah, no, I know.
I'm
so
painful, I know.
Well, what if she just got the vibrator drunk so it didn't quite perform as well?
Change the battery.
Since it did. Yeah, what do you got there? The Duracell? You got the nickel cadmium variety? You got to step down.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Were you multi-orgasmic or are you?
Yeah. I am, but I used to, like...
1 minute, pow.
What?
Wow. Hey, listen, you'll ruin yourself with those things.
That's what I'm finding.
You will. You'll scramble your crotch.
It's... should I, like... Would it be better if I stop for a while?
Yeah, you need...
I build myself back up or something?
Yes, you will.
Yeah, you will. And listen, Claire, well, you got to let the calluses wear off, but here's the deal. If you get yourself used to a piece of, automated technology, and then you go back to drunken frat boy's upper lip or finger or penis, it's not going to compare. And, of course, your vagina is going to be angry. And it's going to lash out in the form of not having an orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
So get yourself off of the vibrator and back to the ring finger. All right?
All right.
All right, Claire.
All right, thanks.
Yeah.
It's only a matter of time before my daughter is going to be calling you guys for advice. She's almost 12. I don't realize, you know, when these kids, it doesn't really, and she's going to be going to these parties. What are these parties that Adam was talking about? 15-year-old girls. That's why I don't want my daughter to ever go anywhere. You know, it'd be great if my wife could go up and move out and my kids could just stay with me. I want South Park and Buffy and Cinemark. Honey, you know, you're 50. You're getting big. It's about time you got your own place. You don't cook. You don't put out. Look at the size of your ass. You need to get your own apartment. We'll see you every Thanksgiving.
You can come back, bring a load of laundry, do it over here once a week.
Of course, if you want. Sure. We'll see on the holidays.
The key's under the mat.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, Drew, that might be a plan for you.
Nope.
All right. Raymond.
Hey.
You're lucky Mike was off. You're 20. What's up?
Well, about 3 years ago, I had a relationship with one of my teachers in high school. Mm-hmm. And ended up getting found out and everything. And now whenever I try to get in a serious relationship, she mails a copy of the newspaper articles to my girlfriend at the time, and it ruins
her. Mr. Saponzi emails a letter to the cop. What was that?
What?
How does she find out that you're in a relationship or with whom you're in a relationship with?
I don't know.
This doesn't make sense, does it?
Well, somebody's doing it, and she's the only person I can think of that would do it.
Well, Raymond, how would this teacher know who you're dating?
I've ran into her a couple times.
Well, if you've told her who you're dating and where they live, then please tell us now so that we can yell at you.
I haven't.
Okay.
So how does she find out?
I don't know. She's a teacher. She might have to...
Hold on a second. Boy, does he sound bad.
Yeah.
He has a... it's like it's like watching you know those award shows where the celebrity host didn't read the cue card. Like you know they go up there. It's Calista Flockhart and Everlast go up there and they're trying to have a little rapport. But you sort of realize halfway into it, hey, why don't you should have read these cue cards before you stepped out on stage? That's kind of the beat I get from Raymond. It's like the teleprompter came unplugged or something. It's having difficulty. Raymond?
Yeah.
Is this your normal, unbelievable cadence, or are you lying?
I'm not lying. You should remember this, like 3 years ago. Drew told me to tell the cops. You told me not to. I told the cops, and the cops, like,
yeah,
ended up going all crazy.
See what happens when you listen to Drew?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, should have listened to me. I told you to kill yourself, right?
What?
No. Okay, you had sex with your sister.
No, my teacher.
You had sex with your teacher. Everyone found out. Now your teacher is stalking you, in a sense.
In a way. She's the only one I can think of.
Okay.
How do you deal with it when your girlfriend gets these articles?
I just kind of tell them the truth and hope it goes for the best. And
well, how many girlfriends do you have?
I've gone through three so far, and the person I met now is a real conservative, and I don't want her finding out.
What do you mean you've gone through three?
Well, them finding out about stuff.
And how did it go when they found out?
They all flipped out and thought I was playing some kind of whacked out.
And then what happened?
They'd break up with me, move out.
All three move out?
Yeah.
They're living with you?
Yes.
You're 20 years old, you've lived with three women?
Yeah.
Geez, if you include my mom, I haven't lived with three women. I'm 35.
And by the way, we asked you about...
Nice piece of ass, my mom, though. Let me tell you.
When we asked you about where your girlfriends live and how she could have gotten their address, couldn't you have pointed out to us that it was your address she was sending this to the crap to?
I could have. It's late. I'm tired. I'm not thinking straight.
Listen, I don't know if you ever think straight, you retard. Jesus Christ. Do you see what we have to deal with on this show? How does she know where your girlfriends live? I talk to her. Do you tell her where your girlfriends live? No. Well, how would she know where your girl... They live with you! That's how, you idiot! It's late! He's tired! Jesus Christ! Raymond, what do you do for a living? Because whatever it is, I'm not going near it. I don't care if you work for the Oxygen Commission. No more breathing.
I'm in the Army.
Perfect. Yeah. I hope you don't work. You're not any kind of like helicopter mechanic or anything, are you?
No, I drive a tank.
Good. Just don't go nuts.
Okay.
All right. Jesus Christ, Raymond. All right, we no longer care because we're angry at you, all right?
Okay.
All right, now don't drive that tank in any civilians, all right?
Then again, I'm sure there were some ramifications legally when she was dating you, and you can open that back again, notify the police that she's stalking.
Right. All right. How does she know where you live?
Where the girls live.
Bobby Slayton is our guest tonight. He'll be down at the Irvine Improv all this weekend. When we come back, we'll speak to... Luke?
Yeah.
Luke lost his sex drive at 17? Probably under the car seat. We'll talk to him after this. It's the Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Bobby Slayton is our guest tonight. 21-year veteran of stand-up and acting. Done a lot of movies. You may remember him from the Rat Pack movie, which was...
What a stretch that was for me.
What is that? What is that? 6 months old now? Or
Rat Pack?
A year old? Or
I'm two years old.
Oh, my God.
I got a movie coming out, maybe. Amy Heckley directed where I have to kiss Mina Savari. She pulls away at the last second. I run a strip club and don't really get to kiss her, but I had to work for 5 days up in Toronto at a strip club and, and actually went to a couple of strip clubs to do the research, and my wife kind of just said, I don't really do research and I don't get that many movie roles and I don't really even like strip clubs, but, you know, it was very important.
Sure.
It wasn't like De Niro getting 200 pounds for Raging Bull, but still, it was something I had to do to make sure I had the character down.
Right.
You ever go to strip clubs? I'm not a big fan of that. I don't really get that whole thing.
Oh, boy. Is your wife listening?
No, it doesn't matter. You know what I do strip clubs when I play Vegas occasionally. You know, I don't really gamble a lot, so sometimes if a couple of other comics and I will go to some strip club, we'll sit there till 3 or 4 in the morning, and I'll call the wife. She goes, "What did you do last night?" I go, "I went to a strip club, and she got her panties in a bunch." And I go, "I didn't gamble. I wasn't really drinking a lot. I just went out looking at some broads." And of course, you know, I was like, "What if your daughter did that?" You know, I don't know. I get free drinks. What do you want me to tell you? What if my daughter did that? I don't want my daughter to work at McDonald's in a car wash. I still patronize the places, you know?
Yeah, that's a very valid point. I like going to strip clubs with guys who don't go to strip clubs or have never been to strip clubs, with a bunch of other guys who are veterans of strip clubs, to get the guy really loaded and watch him just go berserk for a few hours. That's always funny. Like, I don't want to talk about it on the air, but Drew, we know some of the guys I've taken to strip. I took a guy named Steve O'Donnell, who's a great writer, but the guy's like never been to a strip club, and it's great. He's sitting next to me, and he's from Harvard and stuff, and he's like, "These ladies are quite lovely." I'm like, "Yes, they are, Steve. What would be the appropriate monetary amount to give them as a gift for their services?" He goes, like, $20. "Okay, that is fine." And then the chick comes over and puts her ass in the guy's face, and I'm just laughing like, it's great to take guys who don't get out much, right, or who haven't been to a place or don't drink much. That's the real good time. Lots of really get worked over.
It's just frustrating to look at those girls.
Yeah, it is. But it's a good kind of frustration.
You know, that's why I never understood when you hear these feminists think it's degrading to women. Why? I walk into the 3 a.m. with an erection and no money. Who's getting degraded? Right. My daughter's college education is in Tiffany's panties. Who's got the problem? He has the answer. Degrading to women, you're right.
Luke.
Yeah.
You're 17.
Mm-hmm.
You lost your sex drive?
Well, I don't think about girls as much, and I don't understand why.
As much as what?
As I used to, about a week ago. That's when I felt like I lost it. I don't.
Has it been a whole week?
Yeah.
Have you been depressed?
No, not really.
Did you slam your penis in a door or something?
No, physical injury.
Had a breakup or anything like that?
No.
Any excessive stress in your life?
No.
It's been 1 week.
Unusual, which is what is odd.
All right, Luke?
Yeah.
It's been 1 week.
Yeah.
Call us back in a year.
Well, if
1 week.
Well, it just seemed, normally I was one of the guys who'd point out stuff there, you know, like, "Oh, that girl's got cleavage" or something like that. I'd be the one to point out stuff, but.
You're gay.
You know what, though? Most 17-year-old boys, all they think about is sex. This is a great time to get a jump on all your classmates. You know, get a hobby.
Study.
Read a book. Finish a crossword puzzle, because this might not last, my friend.
No. I give it another few days.
But listen, if there could be a medical problem, a thyroid problem. This
hey,
sort of thing.
So, 17. Yeah, it's been 1 week.
If another couple of weeks go by, I mean, that's a real symptom, and it should be checked out by a doctor if a couple of weeks from now it's not changing anyway. It could be a sleep disturbance, mood disturbance, all kinds of things.
Ryan?
Yeah?
You're 17. You had unprotected sex with your girlfriend today.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get the morning after pill?
Yes, I do.
Where are you calling from?
Oregon.
Oregon has, I think, certain areas of a trial study where you can get the pill. We have to go without a prescription. But in general, you need to contact your doctor or Planned Parenthood.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a number of Planned Parenthood. It's 1-800-230.
He doesn't have a pen on him.
No, we stopped by there today.
That's 1-800-230-PLAN. And what happened?
Well, we went by there and they were closed.
Well, they're all in church.
But you have 3 days to...
worshiping Satan.
You know, you have 3 days to get this done, okay? What? It happened yesterday?
No, today.
All right, so tomorrow will be fine. Definitely, the sooner the better, no doubt about it. It's more effective in the first 24 than the second and third 24 hours.
All right, so Ryan,
but go get it.
Go there tomorrow when it's open.
Okay, do you have any idea, like, how much it would cost?
They probably will do it for nothing, like a donation.
No, somebody said
$30.
$20
yeah,
or $30.
Yeah, $30 usually, okay?
All right?
All right, thank you.
Well worth it.
Yeah. First pair of PJs with the flaps are going to run you $30, all right?
All right.
All right, Ryan. Go ahead. Sherry.
Yes. Good evening, gentlemen.
You're 29. What's going on?
Well, I'm calling to say hi to Bobby Slayton. I'm a huge fan. And
how huge are you? 200 pounds. Hey, you know, folks.
I saw you up in Sacramento area a couple of times in the last couple of years and wanted to know when you might be getting back up in my area so I can go see you again.
I was in Sacramento last month, and before the show, some guy punched me in the face, and I have a big lawsuit going against him, so I'm not coming back for a while.
Really?
Yeah. First time I've ever... You know, usually guys want to kick my butt after the show. That's possible. I don't
Why?
Know.
What happened?
I don't know. He wouldn't give the police. He wouldn't tell the police anything. So, who knows? The DA's got there looking
at him. He just walked up to you?
Yeah, it was really weird because it never happened before. I know I got heavy security guys. You know, heavily armed guys.
Where were you?
I was playing this comedy club in Sacramento, The Punchline, and the guy just right before the show.
Well, you play a place called Punchline. You got to check again.
Yeah. Right off my phone.